Chapter 19. The Rage of the Blue Lorn. Sati looked on with disbelieving eyes.
Shiva, what is going on?
Furious rage was pouring out of Shiva's eyes.
Shiva,
repeated Sati, as she touched her husband's shoulder anxiously. Shiva flinched at Sati's touch. Your son killed my brother, he growled. Sati was shocked, disbelieving. Shiva spoke again. This time his voice was hard, furious. Your son killed Brihaspati. Kali sprang forward.
But it was an...
The queen of the Nagas fell silent at a gesture from Ganesh. The Naga continued to look straight at Shiva, offering no explanations, waiting for the Nilkant's verdict, his punishment. Shiva stepped close to Ganesh, uncomfortably close, till his fuming breath blew hard on Ganesh. You are my wife's son. It's the only reason why I'm not going to kill you. Ganesh lowered his eyes, hands held in supplication, refusing to say anything. Get out of my house, roared Shiva. Get out of this land. Never show your face here again. The next time, I may not be so forgiving.
But Shiva, he is my son,
begged Sati. He killed Brihaspati.
Shiva?
He killed Brihaspati! Sati stared blankly, tears flowing down her cheeks.
Shiva, he is my son. I cannot live without him.
Then live without me. Sati was stunned.
Shiva, please, don't do this. How can you ask me to make this choice?
Ganesh finally spoke.
Father, I...
Shiva interrupted Ganesh angrily. I am not your father. Ganesh bowed his head, took a deep breath and spoke up once again.
Oh, great Mahadev. You are known for your fairness, your sense of justice. The crime is mine. Don't punish my mother for my sins.
Ganesh pulled his knife out, the same knife that Sati had flung at him in Ayodhya.
Take my life, but don't curse my mother with a fate worse than death. She cannot live without you.
No!
Screamed Sati as she darted in front of Ganesh.
Please, Shiva, he is my son. He's my son!
Shiva's anger turned ice cold. Looks like you've made your choice.